Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is comedian Organic OK. And this actual show today is a Sunday episode show. And this show is going to go into about 9 minutes into the hour. Then I'm going to give an update on the actual time and move along as I actually organically come up with things that I want to talk about for this actual show platform for today. I appreciate those that actually are listening to this program for today, and I'll say thank you and understanding this platform is not just talking about the name title that you hear or the name title that you actually seeing that displaying on the actual Blog Talk Radio Show when you log into COMEDYOOO41963. When you log into that on the actual Blog Talk show, you see it's just on the front page. When you see that, you click on that button, and it shows you what the name of the show is listed. We have several different shows for the different days of the week that you're actually watching. Today, in this name title, is something that was created originally to actually inspire the different frames and the different, you know, the layout, you know, x-rays that you're looking at. You're looking at x-rays, some people's muscle, some people's internal bones, some people the bone marrow, you know, it's some things that's in people's blood. It's things that is in people's internal soul, all these different frames that people relate to, right? So when I created this actual platform for this show, that's for today, it was created to keep in mind those that actually see things and experience things in life that, you know, you're going through something in your life that's inspiring you from a place where you have no examples to actually go about things. I see it. That's one of the things I've seen and heard about quite a bit. People took, knowledge and wisdom from people, and then years later, the knowledge and the wisdom and the experience that person inspired them, you know, as they looking at and studying and analyzing it and living it and living from their point of view and looking through the, you know, limelight of what that is and seeing how those things apply. One day they wake up and have resentment charges because they're at a point in their life where, you know, the actual journey they're taking, this is no more for this. And it's the same thing for levels of what you're saying, expressing to others. You got to look at, yeah, they are talking about something as a reference. You know, in the point where it's giving you an understanding. And maybe you're not at that understanding at that point in time. But the whole thing is about the understanding is for you to have a clear point of reference. So when you're looking at yourself, this is a highlight. So when you're looking at things that apply and what you need, you can go back to that highlight and actually be able to address that for the time and, you know, the place that you actually are, you know, dealing with is that inspiration, right? So this show, the name, you know, for those who have never seen this name in this kind of capacity, you know, this show is called Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients in It Embodying My Soul, right? So this ingredient that's embodying my soul is the impact of all the different things that people have experienced in different capacities, right? So when you go to a brand new, have not wore anything, it's brand new, right? So this ingredients that I'm talking about is about brand new. It's about brand new. It's no cross-contamination, right? So what I'm saying to you, based on what you're dealing with, what you identify with in your actual circumstance, look at this. You only have a shirt brand new once. Once you put that brand new shirt with a dirty shirt, that shirt is no longer brand new, right? Only thing you can do with that brand new shirt at that point in time is wash it. It's a clean shirt now. It takes on a different life, right? So you can't make a dirty shirt become brand new. That dirty shirt is just a clean shirt once you wash it, right? So we got to look at the elements of what we're talking about when we say, you know, especially in my case, because I'm saying organic pimping, right? So in your life, you hear someone represent pimping in the capacity to say organically pimping, right? Or organic pimp, right? This, if you ever hear organic pimp, it's not created organic pimp from my experience of dealing with all types of pimping in other capacities. I've seen so much pimping in other capacities of different thought process and after to lift and say, hold on a moment. If we're talking about all the different pimp experiences that people is taking you through, it is nothing more than saying, hey, like if a person were to get a brand new shirt, one of the things they're going to need if they're going to get something that's already made paired to something that's tailor-made, they're going to need to know what size. If the person is tailor-making this, it still needs to understand how it's going to fit and what size would this be once they're married, because they got to measure this, right? So this particular thing about the organic pimping, it is tailored. So finding this in the stores, you're not finding this already made. So when you hear organic pimping, the organic conversation that's created, is no original piece than brand new. If someone is taking, like I explained to you, taking the dirty shirt and pinning the new shirt with the dirty shirt, it's old. This experience is for those that have different ways of thinking about pimping. And this is an outlet for those emotionally, mentally, physically, and visually to see beyond what they have experienced. This is the outlet. So when I come out with different comedy projects and it's got pimping as the organic platform, it's not about cross-contamination. I'm not talking about cross-contamination. I don't want you to get me cross-contamination. When I clear up and get someone else the information, it got to be un-cross-contamination. It's about organic pimping, okay? So organic pimping, I talk to different types of people. I have different types of people on the show, and we're talking about a narrative that people are exploiting, and then they're, in a sense, they're pulling the actual cross-contamination, and they not only, it's become, they're implanting cross-contamination. And then at that point in time, when they take the blood, right, and I don't know what part they're taking. Are they talking the blood part that's in your genetic makeup, or are they taking the actually what they're doing? It looks like they're taking the plasma and giving you plasma and wiping it all over you. Talking about it's in your blood. It's not in your blood. They separated your blood. Now you got nothing but plasma. More closer to water. This show, this is the first episode of this particular show. And moving forward, we will have different setups. This show is an organic setup. So when we have guests and people that come on the show, this show, you won't know until they actually own the show. That's one of the things that quite often I have people that I've talked to, try to invite them on the show. They may not attend the show. And then based on what I tell them, that is a way for them to try to undermine what's going on because they anticipate it's organic. So if inability of the ability, you must understand how I rotate. I went through all these experiences in life, and then people that think that they are the bread and butter. of what is created, they don't operate in the same paradigm that I operate in. I operate in an organic platform. So as I travel, as I see what I need to see, to show you a vision, when you say, hey, I can't work with this guy, I can't present a vision, then when I present something that you couldn't actually stop, I actually gave you the opportunity to pitch your thoughts out there. There's no reason for, hey, this is organic pimping. And like, hey, I'm going to tell you something that was the back of the drop that I hear quite a bit. People always talk about, don't hate the player, hate the game. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way because you hate the player. The players may not be playing the game right. The source is unlimited. It can be changed or be modified. It can be anything excellent in the ability of ability. So let's be clear about that. Individually, a person can do anything as they choose to modify something if they have the understanding and ability and resources to actually make that work. Now, this show, what was the full purpose of this show being created? People tell me, several years have been telling me, why are you trying to create organic pimping? Pimping is not meant to be messed with. I say, that's right. You say pimping is not meant to be messed with. So why we all got this kind of process pimping that when we wake up, we talking about other people's inheritance, like a pyramid hustle where nobody that recognize success would understand this is something that have not really been cleared on any clearance. You know what I'm saying? This right here is no car contamination pimping and no plagiarizing in this pimping, you know, I'm talking about, because this is free pimping, right? This is setting up a platform where everybody that want to be successful, it's in their best interest in the harvest to see. As people talk about all the time, when Devastation and Triumph and Opposition going through, people are talking about, man, I just want my family to be good. I want, after they did Devastation, they've destroyed and did evil, they're telling something that they think may not be maybe, in a sense, a threat to their actual existence because they have did destroying. But then you gotta look at the elements of life. It's only people that cross the nation. That if you go into the environment they're in, where people are making all these stories about people, you know, moving forward and making greatness, and these people are living in this kind of setting, and you go in the setting and you see the minds that's coming out of that setting, you know, it's so amazing to see that thing, you know, and we see all this devastation going on in people's lives, all this crime is going on in people's lives, you know, we see the vibration level, it's the words, it's this is actually the vibration, you know, that's sensing all the level of knowledge is just dropping. It's just dropping into people like plasma. It's dropping to people like very, you know, therapeutic, you know, vapor in people's spirit. You know, and all these things are being dropped, this wisdom, this knowledge, this peace of mind. When people do all kinds of compromising things to make, you know, this platform not exist because, you know, it shows by people, right? So what happens is it's other people that exist. You don't have people from my ancestor days, right? You got somebody say, hey, I won't speak, but then the ancestor come up and give me, oh, something to say, oh, put this in there, oh, put this in there, oh, you got a waiting list, you have a waiting list from ancestors popping up and giving great ideas and giving great narrative and great perspectives about things. And that's the thing that's going to remove you through when you have a very purified and organic perspective about pimping. You know, because people think that they own pimping. They find out so much later on in life that how this pimping is put together, it's put together from an organic platform, right? So when we put together this organic platform, let's understand how we nutrient, how we actually put that organic or that plasma into the harvest. So what we're doing, we're eating of the greatness that's in the harvest, and that harvest comes back to us as the nutrients. It's the organic. See, that's our juicing. You know, we pin this to a greater moment because we just got people that's greater and greater and greater and greater and greater. We make excellent on excellent on excellent, and organic pimping becomes more of just the greatness that's inside of people's greater moments. And we become this harvest that is connected on a deeper level. And so when I thought about this, I was like, hey, man, why you want to expose organic pimping for? Why you want people to be all up in organic pimping for? Why you want to put that out there like that? You know, people think that kind of pimping is the only kind of pimping. But what would it mean? I looked deep and deep and deep, and I seen This is not about me. It is not about, see, I don't want to pleasure, see, we have been caught up with so much domination of pleasurized pimping and capitalism pimping that's destroyed all the harvest. I got to spray it down like the roses need to be sprayed down with some organic spray to get rid of all the cross-contamination. See, they say that all, see, when that rose bush got the cross-contamination on it, you can't drop it. You can't drop none of the leaves because it costs to tell me all the other part of the dang tree in the root. And this is what I'm telling you. This right here, people get mad. They get mad. They get so mad when the harvest becomes successful, when they give you nothing to eat with. So they think this is not going to be something about cost contamination. This is organic. When I say organic, this is organic. So when you see or you hear or somebody, you know, explain this platform to you, I still don't understand organic pimping. It's still so many things because guess what? Organic pimping has got different styles to it. It's got different flavors to it. It's got different touch to it. So as we go along about organic pimping things, you're going to have multiple things come together. And when you see those platforms come together, that's when you have it. This is the natural platform. And this platform in organic pimping, right now, we are at 6:17 p.m. Sunday. And this show is called Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients. It embodies my soul. See, I'm telling you. I am telling you this is from a greater part of you. It's a part of you, you know, when you go out in life and you have a very mournful moment and you're not quite sure. You feel something's going to happen special, but you're getting all the trash popping up. Trash, 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 trash. And all these evil things that feel like your day is going for the worst. But guess what you got? All that equipment say, come out of here. All your trash moments. Come on. Give me everything. Everything you got, everything, 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 everything. And then what it do, it put all that in the damn recycling bin. And what happens is it clips all the space. See, it gets y'all there and check the trash and then put the trash in the recycling bin. And then what we have is space, space to see more greater things. And what I tell you is, organic, 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 organic pimping is what we're talking about. Can you hear me? Are y'all listening? Listen, 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 listen. This show has begun behind the hours of your drops. Your tears is not just salt and water and things that you have presented. We put this in a very special place where we dip the actual tears back into the hair follicles and rejuvenate. Then we took that part and put it in some boiling water. And what we do from there, we put your feet in there because your feet's a little musty. You got athlete's feet. And what we're trying to do is wash your hands off with the teardrops. Wash the doodle follicles from under your nails. All the dirt. And as we get done doing that, we throw it back out there to be recyclable again. What I'm talking about is being helpful. Not harmful, helpful in life. We must understand those. This is Comedian Organic OK. And it's Sunday. And it's 6:20 p.m. And yeah, today I'm just left with nobody around to discuss the show with me. But I know in the ears and listening department, there's some people out there listening. What are you getting from this? Organic pimping! Organic pimping! Organic pimping! When I see organic pimping, I just say, at the end of the day, how many more people have been saved by being free free, I tell you, free. I'm tired of seeing cause contamination trying to tell me that is a clean mouthful. I said, no, I got to clean my mouth before I put this trash in my mouth. So I'll be talking to people that I got to clean my mouth when I put the trash out my mouth. Because the trash, as you know, when you try to eat healthy, you know how nasty the food tastes or the vegetables or whatever herb that's mixed up in there, it tends to taste nasty at times and leave your mouth a little tasty, tardy in a sense, you know. So you must clean it before and after. So when you're talking about different forms, see what happens is when you start being expressive and talking about things, you have people that come along that you want to see how you're going to hang yourself. That's what it is. They're almost like reference to going to the zoo and going to the crocodile habitat. The crocodile habitat just seems so relaxing. Got all this nice area with the little, this little lake, little area where you can relax, put your feet in the water, and you see the little picnic area. But guess what? Soon as you jump over into that habitat, bend over and lay down your sheet or your picnic blanket and see if not, your backside will be some part of a meal. It's that is in the habitat. This habitat of organic pimping, people have never seen organic pimping. You can't tell me organic pimping stems from contamination pimping. This is not contaminated pimping. When I originally made organic pimping, I made organic pimping. If you hear that organic pimping or pimp, anything organic or anything in the soil, for the most part, that's my intellect probably been going for a long time. I have been a part of this because in the harvest, in the process of the harvest, see, I go out so many places, and what I get? I get cross-contaminated women who want to always be like lymph on the clothes. You know, you got a lot of lymph that want to get on the black fabric or the clothes. You got little lymph balls that stick on the clothes. It's partially probably because you wash some clothes that was colored, but other fabrics and other clothes, that what happens is it gets on your fabric, and you got to have them lymph breasts, right? So I see so often, because I'm the opposite of what they think I am, I get them coming straight to me and start trying to pull their shirt down and make sure I ain't looking at their backside, if I look at their chest, or I ain't looking, if I ain't seeing what's out there. And I tell you this, when you went to the store, let's back up. It's 6:23 p.m., and it's comedian Organic OK in this show. Go back to the show title. You know the show title name? Let's hear it one more time. Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients. It embodies my soul. My goodness. See, when I say my soul, embodies my soul. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be locked in with this and y'all enjoying the misery that contemplate and makes the fact it constipate my thoughts later on. I don't want that. I want something that, as I see in my journey of opposition, whatever that may be, I have some peace of mind to go back to later on and not you pulling up my words and trying to use my words to contaminate somebody else that has freedom. And then you took my words and pinned them in place, and you said they modify the actual spirits. You said they pinned all this toxic stuff and toxic energy, and it's not cross-contamination freedom. It's cross-contaminated toxic. It's not organic pimping. It's cross-contamination pimping, and it's oppressive pimping. But guess what? The next episode, just as you try to leave me by myself and think that it ain't going to be no show, you got another thing coming, because there's more coming on now. You inspired me, because I've been known to be by myself. I did some of the best work around this nation by myself. But it ain't by myself, because I have the gift of organic. I have the vapor of the soul that's been popping organic. When I tell you, when I go around this nation and I'm seeing all these great people, so many people here, friends, oh, my goodness. But they're leaving me with a message. But I see all this habitat around, I can see the vibration level. Hey, you think you left me with nothing, but you didn't leave me without what I got to have in my gifts of organic pimping. And that's what I'm telling you. And I must wrap this show up, begin to the end of the show profile. I call it the show profile because this is right here. This is the lifestyle. This is the ingredients. This is, you know, it's a turning workout. As you need to know what your routine is, you need to know your calories, you need to know your dry weight, you need to know all these things. You need to know, hey, what body fat, you know, what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, I'm sweating like I'm on the stage. I ain't doing stand-up right now under no lights, but I'm sweating right now because my mind is tearing up the blessings. My mind is clearing up these things, and it's so important. Biggest what? See, one of the things, I can't get into that part because that's another show profile. Another show program is coming down some point in time. And yes, stand-up comedy is some of what I do. Motivational speaking is some of what I do. Comedy albums is some of what I do. But organic pimping is all of what I do. And from that, it makes more of that. I appreciate all of that. Thank you very much. This is comedian Organic OK. And I would like to say for a moment, I'd like to say bless all those people out there. Bless all the ancestors and bless all the people of tomorrow day. Whenever you find out about this message, if this message is talking on your device, maybe in the future, maybe it's on another kind of system. Maybe it's playing in an auto profile on your playlist. I don't know what's going on your system or device that you actually found out about. Maybe I'm not aware of. But, yes, I'm talking to your moment. This moment is not to be leaving you with not anything. I'm not going to talk about, oh, I got this, I got that. Hey, you can get this, you can get that. No, we're going to keep it simple as that. Add to the moment that you have. Lift it. We see it. What's going on with you, huh? What's going on in your life? What are you trying to do in your pimping? What's been in your story? Come on, tell me what's going on in your story. What you've been dealing with? What kind of relationships you've been doing with? Is it the money? Is it the peers? What's going on here? What's going on? You say, oh, yeah, I've seen somebody do this, and I'm inspired to do this because this is the technique. No, this is a business. It's about making money. It's about revenue. This is about, hold on a second. We can pass up all this middleman, all this discussion. We all can be greater to our greater being of health. Health is part of our wealth. Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. And we get into the end of the show program. And this show, for those viewers, will be back next Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. And we are getting to the end. The show is called, once again, Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients in Body and My Soul. Oh, it's a meaningful touch. And it's organic life. Yes, all those listeners out there, potential idea of expressing how we got to work together. We must work together. Team is not all separate, but we got to work all together. Other than that, we have different segments. But understand this. In my organic pimping, I have to be a part of the greater being of success, of wealth, health, right? Wealth, health. Thank you all being a part of this platform. Thank you. Take care. And once again, organic pimping is what we are about this show. Take care. This is comedian Organic OK. And guess what? This is the end of the show. Take care, everybody.